Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 179, for Friday, August 18th, 2017, and the 18th day of the Dog Day of Podcasting Challenge 2017. And I mean, it's a Friday. I could talk about the day. It was weird. I did some weird, like, database replication-y goop with both AWS and Microsoft Azure. Some of them worked, some of them didn't. There was weird stuff. There was firewall issues and permissions things. And the things that the cloud people want you to believe are true are well, not maybe, not true, but simple, aren't always as simple as they actually are. Because there are complicated things that you can do with complicated applications like database servers locally that are not yet possible and possibly will never be possible. Or I'm not saying never, but the way that cloud providers want to set up like database as a service to make it simple for everybody to use kind of preclude some of the more advanced features that a lot of people use on a pretty regular basis. So database wise, the cloud stuff can be complicated. So we had an interesting day with that, but that's not what I'm talking about other than just to rant a little bit about work. What I'm talking about today is completely, it is the very last topic on my list. I don't know when I came up with it. Well, it was after 8.6 because I dated all these. I think it was on 8.6. And it's a goofy topic, and it's related to the one above it, which is Alphonic, and I may talk about Alphonic at some point. But it's episode naming, or episode numeration, more specifically. I regret my episode numeration choices that were made, you know, in 2000. Well, I started, and I haven't talked about podcasting as well. I started podcasting it in 2004, in maybe November. Different podcast name, had a couple of different ones. I mean, never really. Some of them are up at archive.org. They're around various places. I was looking back the other day, I think right after I got on this naming thing, to figure out when I actually started this podcast. I think it was 2006. I'm not exactly sure. It was a long time ago. In fact, I can't in the current content management system that I'm using. I don't think I have back before about 32. It was somewhere in the 30s, I think, high 20s, low 30s. I still have. I have a bunch of hard drives that I really need to pull stuff off of because I'd gone through. Been on WordPress for a long time now, but. Before then, I was on Zope for a long time, a Python-based kind of weird content management / website building system. Bunch of different. You go back far enough, I had a bunch of different systems, and I've got most of the hard drives that have most of the stuff. And what I need to do is go back and really try hard to pull as much of that back off of as I can and get it back. Cause I would love to have a full run of all the podcasts. And I may have it somewhere. Again, I need to look around. I've got lots and lots of backups and lots of hard drives, but back to naming systems. That's me just rambling about content management systems. And the reason it's related to Alphonic is I do these podcasts and I put them in Dropbox and I go into Alphonic to create a new production and I choose Dropbox and then I go down the Alphonic selection thing and I have to deal with the fact that things are being sorted as strings rather than, because I use a particular style, KAZ-episode-episode number for the initial .mp3 for the initial file. And then I put a dash finished on the end. Yeah. If you looked at the feed, you see that. But the the numeric episode number is in the middle of the field, and since it's in a field that's a string, it's not really a number, it's a string. And anybody who's a programmer or anybody who's ever had to deal with this sort of stuff realizes that sorting numbers as numbers versus sorting numbers as strings is a problematic thing. And I made a severe error a long time ago, not thinking about it, not really even, and I don't even really know. Obviously I started using the dash finished. I went and looked at it today. This dash finished moniker is actually from Alphonic. That's just, I think it's a default thing. I don't know if everyone uses it, but I think it's a default thing for Alphonic output. But it wouldn't matter since it's if I was sorting things correctly, the dash finished on the end wouldn't affect the sorting order at all, because the stuff that I want to sort with would be earlier in the string. And what I should have done a long time ago at the very beginning was when I created episode one, I should have not said KEZ dash episode dash one, okay, that whether it was MP3 or finished or whatever, should have been 0001. It should have been a 4-digit. One could even say 5-digit. I mean, I'm wasting a byte at that point. But yes, I actually just made that call. I should have gone with 5 just to make sure, because I was going to talk about that earlier. I was going to say 4 digits, and so you have leading zero. So episode one would have been 0001. Episode 100 would have been episode 0100. The whole point is they would sort correctly. When I'm looking at them in a list, when I'm looking at them in, an LS on the server, when I'm looking at them in a SFTP client, when I'm looking at them in Alphonic, they would have sorted correctly. Now, the only danger to the 4-digit zero padded episode number values is that I could have actually broken that someday. So I'm at 170? I just said it. 179, I believe. And today is the 18th, because I'm one day ahead. That's the way I'm remembering all these things. Yeah, so I'm at episode 179. It's possible. So let's say, for example, 10 years of Dog Days of Podcasting. If I do it for the next 10 years, I got 30 days. So that's 300 episodes. And then I've got 48 weeks. Let's round that up to 50. For the rest, let's say I did, which I never do, but let's just say I did a weekly podcast every week for the rest of those 10 years. That would be 50, and that's high, but round it up, what the heck. 50 times 10, that's 500. So that's, so we're in the 800 episode range, and then I've already done 170 something episodes. So I'm actually pushing, if I did Dog Days of Podcasting for the next 10 years, and I also did a daily pod or a weekly daily did a weekly podcast for the rest of the year, I would start to get close to that 1,000 milestone. And when I hit 9,000 or 999, with the three value, with the leading three numbers, which is what I was originally thinking, I would roll over and I'd have the same problem again, sorting. Now, I would probably have shuffled all the, old podcasts to somewhere else at that point, so that wouldn't be a big deal. But the easier way to solve that, just sitting here thinking about it, is just adding another zero. Zeros are cheap, as I tell, when I tell developers when they're trying to tell me that they want to name their database GE rather than Global Edit. I tell them, I do not charge by the letter, and or full broadcast disclosure, and or well, they want to say FBD, they want it to be full broadcast disclosure. I'm like, I don't charge by the letter, and trust me, it's a lot easier to not have a collision, on a 17 letter name than there is on FBD or TWD or blah, 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 or GE. We have a third party app at work from a company that is not General Electric, and the name of their database is GE, and it cannot be changed because they have hard-coded the database name into the queries that they write for their application. And it's like, this is a two-letter database name that you can't change. Not a good idea. So, it's the whole, I don't charge by the byte, by the letter. Yes, I should have gone for the five padding. I should give myself up to 9,999 episodes of Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone before I have to worry about a sorting issue. And if I make it that far, I'll worry about the sorting issue. So, fortunately, I didn't do that. So I have to look at it in Alphonic every day. I'm going to sort all the way to the bottom, and the bottom one's going to be the most recent. No, it's not my most recent episode, because it's like 111, 112, 179, 179. And then it's like 83, or wherever I started using Alphonic. It's not a big thing, but if I had thought about it, I would have done it differently. So, bummed that I didn't. So, episode sorting or episode naming is an important thing. I mean, it's, it can make things easier. And it's more, not elegant, it's not quite the right word. It's nicer. It's nicer. If I can list that directory listing and I can just see everything in the correct order all the way from the oldest and the newest, it just makes me happy. And I can't do that. And that's a bummer because, RSS feeds are what the RSS feeds are, so I don't want to start monkeying with them or anything, but could I have gone back and fixed all that stuff? If I could go back with the knowledge that I had today and fix all that stuff, that's what I would do. Episode 1 would be episode 0001. And again, the dash finish doesn't even really matter because it sorts properly anyway with that on it or not. So it doesn't matter. So even if, even back before I was using Alphonic, wouldn't have hurt. So. And, I can't believe I got 12 and a half minutes out of that, but I did. So I will shut up now. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous, but it's been on my list and I keep looking at it and I was like, you know what? I'm going to talk about it because what the hell? It's been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find it at kenzoid.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. All my other contact information, everything from GitHub to Facebook to whatever else you're looking for would be at kenzoid.com. It's all there. Feel free to leave me comments on the podcast there. And this podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution share alike, version 3.0 US. And we will talk to you again tomorrow. Take care.